Hey everyone, you know what's really fascinating? South Korea is literally paying people to have babies. I mean, can you imagine getting a check from your government just for having a child? Well, that's exactly what's happening there right now. Let me tell you why this is such a big deal. South Korea is facing what you might call a demographic crisis. The birth rate has gotten so low that it's actually become a national emergency. We're talking about the lowest birth rate in the world. Just imagine, less than one child per woman on average. That's pretty shocking when you think about it. So here's what the Korean government decided to do. They're pulling out all the stops with the incredible support package. Let me break it down for you. When a couple has a baby, they get this initial payment, kind of like a congratulations on your new baby bonus. But that's just the beginning. There are monthly allowances, childcare subsidies, and even housing support in some cases. You know what's really interesting? They're especially focusing on women, working women, because, well, let's be honest, in some countries, women often have to choose between their career and having children. So the Korean government is like, hey, we get it. And they're offering extended maternity leave, flexible work arrangements, and additional financial support specifically for working mothers. But here's where it gets really fascinating. Despite all these incentives, it's not exactly working out as planned. You see, the thing is, money isn't the only factor when people decide whether to have children. There are other considerations, such as career prospects, work-life balance, the incredibly competitive educational system in Korea, and, well, changing social attitudes about marriage and family. Let me give you some perspective on how serious the situation is. By 2025, that's just around the corner, about 20% of Korea's population will be over 65. And by 2050, well, that number could jump to nearly 40%. That's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it. You might be wondering, is Korea the only country doing this? Actually, no. Other countries have tried similar approaches. Singapore, for example, has the baby bonus scheme. Japan's been trying various initiatives too, but Korea's program is probably the most comprehensive and expensive attempt to boost birth rates. The thing that really makes you think is how this reflects bigger changes in modern society. We're seeing this trend in many developed countries. People have fewer children, getting married later, or choosing not to have kids at all. It's like this huge social shift the governments are struggling to address. And you know what's particularly challenging? These policies need to balance so many different factors. It's not just about throwing money at the problem, though that's certainly part of it. It's about creating an environment where people actually want to have children. That means addressing things like work culture, gender equality, childcare availability, and even housing costs. Let me share something really interesting. Some regions in Korea are getting really creative with their approaches. There are local governments offering special dating services, others providing extra housing support for young families, and even helping with fertility treatments. It's like they're trying everything they can think of. But here's the million-dollar question. Will it work? The truth is, it's complicated. These kinds of demographic changes don't happen overnight, and they can't always be solved with just financial incentives. It's like trying to turn around a massive ship. It takes time, and you need to pull multiple levers at once. And you know what I find really fascinating about all this? It's how it shows that sometimes even throwing massive amounts of money at a problem doesn't necessarily solve it. The Korean government is spending billions, literally billions, on these programs, but the birth rate is still declining. Looking ahead, while Korea might need to think even more creatively about this challenge, maybe it's not It's about fundamentally changing work culture or completely rethinking how society supports families. Or maybe it's about accepting the lower birth rate are just part of modern developed societies and planning accordingly. At the end of the day, what's happening in Korea is like this fascinating case study in how countries deal with major demographic challenges. It's not just about having babies, it's about the future of society, the economy, and well, pretty much everything. And you know what? This isn't just Korea's story, it's a glimpse into what many countries might face in the coming decades. So maybe we should all be paying attention to how this plays out, because these lessons could be pretty valuable for the rest of the world too.